Let's pray and ask God to open our minds to understand. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would open our minds to help us to understand the message that you have for us today. Thank you for raising Jesus from the dead and for giving us new life through him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
以主基督耶稣的名, Amen.
Many of you know that I used to live in the Philippines for about 30 years.
你们很多人都知道我以前呢在菲律宾住了大概有30年。
One day, maybe about 20 years ago, I was riding on an inner tube in a river in the Philippines.
那有一天大概是20年以前呢,有一次呢,我是在一个河上呢坐着这个轮胎漂流。
I was with three other people, but I had never been on this river, and I really didn't know where I was going.
我们有三个人一起在一起,但是我从来没有在这条河上漂流过,我也不知道我要漂到哪里去。
Something happened to me that was very dangerous.
有件事情发生呢,其实是非常危险。
My inner tube came close to an irrigation dam, a tall dam made out of steel.
那我的这个轮胎呢,就飘到了一个离这个用于浇灌的这个大坝很近的,这么一个钢铁做的这个大坝的很近的地方。
After, as I was trying to get on top of the inner tube to get away from there, my body was sucked underneath the dam.
那当他就要从这个轮胎上面爬出来,想要离开这个地方的时候呢,他就被这个水流给吸到下面去了。
On the far side of the dam, there was water that was boiling and rolling around like this. I tried to swim, but I could not get my breath.
但是在那边,在大坝的另外边呢,有这个很激烈的这个水流,他想要游过去呢,但是很困难。
God was very good to me. I don't know why, but I began to swim instead of to try to get away from the dam. I swam back towards the dam.
那神呢,当时是对他非常有怜悯,他没有游着离开这个大坝,而是向这个大坝游了过去。
The water was not boiling so much in that area, the water was still, and I was able to breathe.
那在这个靠近大坝的地方,这个水不是那么激烈,他可以能够游泳,能够呼吸。
There were some Filipino men on the top of the dam who saw what was happening.
那有一些菲律宾人在这个大坝的顶上,他们看见所发生的事情。
They made a rope and lowered it down to me. I put it around my arms and they pulled me up out of the water.
那他们就弄了一个很长的绳子,然后把它拴在他的身上,把它拉上来了。
I was so grateful for these kind men who delivered me and pulled me up out of the water. If not for them, I might have died.
那当时呢,他对这些人是非常的感激,因为他们把他们从水里面救出来,如果不是他们的话,
The story of the Bible is not a story about helping people to become better people.
那圣经的故事呢,不是一个要人帮助别人成为更好的这么一个故事。
You can read many self-help books about how to help yourself to be smarter or a better businessman.
那你可以读很多这个自我提升的这么一些书籍,让自己变得更好,成为一个更善良的人。
The story of the Bible is the story of how God rescues us from the problems and the difficulties of life.
但是圣经的所讲的故事呢,其实是一个神如何把我们从我们自己的挑战和困难当中拯救出来的这么一个故事。
The story of the Bible is not about just making people better, but rescuing us.
那圣经的故事呢,不是要让人变得更好,而是将人拯救出来。
Now when we celebrate Easter, like we are reminded by this beautiful banner, we're reminded of Jesus' death for us on the cross and his resurrection.
那我们在庆祝复活节的时候,就是当我们比如说看到后面这个旌旗的时候呢,就提醒我们的神,主基督耶稣死在十字架上把我们拯救出来。
Jesus died on the cross and was raised again for us.
主基督耶稣死在十字架上,他又从死里复活,是为了我们。
He rescued us from spiritual death by paying the penalty for our sins on the cross.
他将我们从灵敏的死亡当中拯救出来，因为他付上了罪的代价。
Jesus also rescues us today from the problems and the difficulties that we get ourselves into.
那在今天，主基督耶稣也拯救我们，把我们从我们自己所面临的困难和挑战当中拯救出来。
It is like sometimes our problems are like graves where we get into by ourselves many times because of our own foolish decisions.
我们这些问题，我们这些挑战，有时候就像坟墓一样，因为我们自己的无知，我们有时候把自己陷入这样的境地。
It is good that God is gracious and kind to us and willing to rescue us from those graves, lift us out of those holes and save us.
神是如此的有怜悯，他将我们从这些坟墓，从这些陷阱当中拯救出来。
Because of Jesus' power and because of Jesus' holiness, he has the ability to rescue us from the problems that we get into in our lives.
因为耶稣的能力和他的圣洁，他可以把我们从我们所面临、所陷入的任何的陷阱当中拯救出来。
So we must trust Jesus and ask him also to raise us up out of our problems and difficulties.
所以我们必须请求主基督耶稣让他来拯救我们。
The resurrection story tells us of many different people who were affected by Jesus, many people who met Jesus after he was raised from the dead.
那这个复活节的故事呢，告诉了我们很多人，这些被主基督耶稣生命所影响的人，这些他在复活之后所遇到的人。
Now, I am persuaded that all four of the stories that we find in the Bible of the life of Jesus, all of these are true stories.
那我深信呢，在圣经当中记载的这四个故事呢，都是真实的故事。
They are eyewitness accounts, just as if four of us here at church were able to witness a car accident on George Washington Way.
那就像我们在教堂里的人能够见证对面路上所发生的，如果发生的这个车祸一样，这些故事也是当时的这些弟兄姐妹对主基督耶稣复活的见证。
But just as if you and four of us saw a car accident and we were standing on different sides of the street, all of us would see something different when if we witnessed a car accident.
那就像如果我们四个人站在街的不同的角度看到同一个车祸，那我们的描述对这个车祸的描述会是不同的。
All of us might be telling the truth, but our stories might be different because we saw things from a different angle.
那我们所有的人可能都是在讲一个真实的故事，但是我们的故事呢可能是不一样的，因为我们所讲述的角度不一样。
So today in my story I'm putting together the stories of the four gospels about the resurrection.
所以今天呢我们来讲这个四个不同的故事，关于这个复活之后主基督耶稣的故事。
Putting them together in a way that I think that they make sense, though the stories are slightly different.
我把这四个故事放在一起，因为我知道这四个故事是放在一起是很有意义的，虽然他们有一些稍微的不同。
Our story begins at the death of Jesus of Nazareth.
那我们的故事呢是从拿撒勒人耶稣的死开始。
The men and the women who followed Jesus, of course, were very, very sad and very upset after Jesus died.
那在主基督耶稣死了之后呢，那些跟随他的人是非常的伤心失望。
The man that they had followed with and had shaped their lives around had gone.
那个他们所跟随的人，那个保守他们生命的人已经不见了。
They were almost numb with grief.
那他们可能都一直因为这个伤心而感到麻木。
They couldn't imagine that the hands that had fed thousands of people and healed thousands of people were now pierced with holes and now still and silent.
他们不能相信那双喂养了几千上千人的手，那双医治了几千人的手被钉子所穿过，现在已经变得冰冷了。
After Jesus' death, his friends took his body down from the cross, wrapped it probably with a sheet, made quick preparations, and put it in a grave.
那在主基督耶稣死后呢，他的朋友把他的遗体用这个布裹起来，做了一些很匆忙的准备，放在坟墓里。
It was important for them to put Jesus' body in the grave on Friday before sundown, because during during that Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week, they were not supposed to touch a dead body.
那对他们来说呢，这个非常重要，他们必须把主基督耶稣的遗体在礼拜五晚上太阳落山之前放在这个坟墓里，因为第二天就是他们的安息日，在安息日他们不允许这个触摸这个尸体。
Before Jesus' friends left, they rolled a heavy stone and put it in front of Jesus' tomb.
那在他们离开之前呢，他们移了一个很大的石头把这个坟墓堵住。
But there were people watching them, soldiers.
但是在那里呢，有很多别的人，就是很多士兵在看着他们。
It is very strange to think that though Jesus' disciples had followed him for many years and had heard him teach about his resurrection, most of his disciples forgot that he said he would rise again.
这是一件很奇怪的事，那就是他的很多门徒已经跟随了他很多年，而且已经听到他的教导，说他会从死里复生，但是好像在这个时候呢，他们已经完全忘记了。
But Jesus' enemies and the soldiers did not forget. They took probably a rope and put it around the stone and put a clay seal on the stone. This would help them to know if anyone had moved the stone.
那他们很有可能呢，用这个绳子把这个石头和坟墓拴在一起，而且印上了印，这样呢，他们就知道有没有人移动过这个石头。
This seal said, by the authority of the government of Rome, no one must move this stone.
那很可能这个印上说的是呢，就是说借着罗马帝国的权力，任何人都不能移动这块石头。
These soldiers were assigned by the government to make sure that no one moved the stone or stole Jesus' body.
那这些士兵呢，是由罗马政府所派的，他们要确保这个没有人能够打开这个坟墓，移动主基督耶稣的遗体。
They thought that someone would steal his body and then tell a lie that he had risen from the dead.
那他们觉得呢，很有可能有人会把他的遗体偷掉，然后说他会复活了。
And of course, we know that people don't rise from the dead.
因为我们都知道死人不能复活。
Their soldiers kept guard all night and all the next day watching the tomb.
所以在当晚和第二天呢，士兵一直在那里守望。
They were heavily armed and they were prepared for anything.
那他们呢是装备精良，他们预备所有的任何的突发事件。
Except an angel from heaven.
除非这个来了一个天使。
An angel from heaven came down, and the soldiers took one look at him, and these brave soldiers fainted because of fear.
那一个天使呢，从天上下来，那这些士兵看到这个天使了之后呢，因为害怕就昏倒了。
And the angel didn't care about those seals. He rolled the stone away from the door.
那这个天使呢，就把这个石头从这个坟墓口移开了。
He sat on top of the stone as if to say, Do you think you can stop God?
他这些天使坐在这个天使坐在这个大石头上，就好像说，你认为你们可以阻止神吗？
Now the angel did not roll the stone away so that Jesus could get out.
天使并不是要把这个石头移开，所以主基督耶稣才能出来。
The angel rolled the stone away so that people could get in and see that Jesus was alive.
他要把这个石头移开，是因为要让别人看到主基督耶稣已经复活了。
There were three ladies who came to the grave that Sunday morning when Jesus was raised from the dead.
那在那个星期天，就是主基督耶稣复活的那个星期天呢？有三位女士呢，来到她的坟墓。
The Bible gives their name, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome. There were three women who came.
那圣经记载了她们的名字，第一个就是摩大拉的玛利亚，还有这个雅各的母亲玛利亚，还有一个叫 Solomon。
These ladies came to put spices on Jesus' body so it would not smell.
那这些女士呢，来到这个坟墓呢，是为要把这些这个香料涂抹在主基督耶稣的遗体身上来防腐。
Though the Bible says that three women came, it seems like the easiest way to put their stories together was that two women came from one direction and Mary came from a different direction.
那虽然圣经记载了一共有三个女士来到这个坟墓呢，但是好像最合理的解释是有两个妇女呢是从一个方向过来，而且另外一个妇女就是玛利亚呢是从另外一个方向来到这个坟墓。
When Mary reached the tomb, the angel that rolled the stone away had gone.And the soldiers had run away. No person was there.
那当玛利亚来到坟墓的时候呢，这个天使已经离开了，这些兵丁也都逃跑了，在坟墓那里没有人。
Mary was surprised to see that this big stone had been rolled away.
所以玛利亚很惊讶，这个大石头已经被移开了。
She looked in quickly, saw that there was no body there, and she ran away.
那她向里面看了一下呢，发现主基督耶稣的身体已经不见了，所以她就跑了。
She ran back to tell two of Jesus' disciples, Peter and John, they have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him.
那她就跑去见了西门彼得和约翰，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓里拿开了。
Later, the two other women reached the tomb.
那过了一会儿呢，另外两个女士也来到坟墓。
Their purpose was the same as Mary's, to put more spices on Jesus' dead body.
那她的目的呢，他们的目的呢，跟玛利亚是一样的，他们要把香料涂抹在主基督耶稣的身体上。
As they came to the tomb, they were also surprised to see what Mary saw. The tomb, the stone had been rolled away.
那当他们来到坟墓的时候呢，他们也为玛利亚所看到的景象所惊异，那就是这个大石头已经被移开了。
They also saw that the body of Jesus was gone.
他们也看见主基督耶稣的身体不见了。
They were alone in a dark, empty cave.
那他们呢，自己在这个黑暗、这个空坟墓里。
Would you be scared if that was you?
那如果你是在那儿的话，你会感到害怕吗？
And then they discovered that they were not alone.
然后呢，他们发现了那里还有别的人。
Two angels appeared to these women.
那有两个天使呢，向他们显现。
The women were shocked and fell down to the ground to hide their faces.
那这两个女士呢，就害怕的倒在地上。
The angels saw the fear in their faces and said to the women, "Do not be afraid."
那天使就对他们说，不要害怕。
And almost every time that we see angels in the Bible, we hear that same story. Angels have to tell people, "Do not be afraid."
那在圣经当中，每次我们听见这个天使的故事的时候，我们都发现了同样的事情，就是天使对别的人说不要害怕。
The angels said to the women, in effect, "You came to this tomb to find a dead body."
那这个天使对这些女士说呢，你在到这里来找死人。
But the person that you are looking for is not here.
但是你说要找的人他已经不在这里了。
This is a place for dead people, but Jesus is not dead.
这个坟墓是给死人的，但是主基督耶稣已经复活了。
Jesus is alive.
主基督耶稣复活了。
Now don't you remember how he told you he would rise again? Now go and go quickly and tell the other disciples.
你们难道忘记了他曾经告诉你他会怎样复活吗？那现在去告诉他的门徒。
And the women ran. You would run too if an angel told you to go.
那这些女士呢就跑回去了。如果是你的话，你也会跑的。
They ran back to Jerusalem to tell the disciples.
他们跑回了耶路撒冷去告诉门徒们。
Now I think what happened, if I can put the stories together well, is that Mary and the women came at about the same time in different directions, and if I understand correctly, Peter and John were in one place, and the other disciples were in a different place.
那如果我的理解正确呢，这两个女士和玛利亚是从两个不同的方向走到坟墓那里，然后呢彼得和约翰呢是在另外一个方向，而且彼得和约翰和当时和其他的门徒不在一处。
Mary Magdalene was one of the people who met Jesus after he rose from the dead.
那摩大拉的玛利亚呢是就是主基督耶稣复活之后所碰到的其中的一个人。
Magdalene, she's called Mary Magdalene. Magdalene means from the town of Magdala.
那她的这个摩大拉这个意思呢就是说她是从摩大拉这个镇来的。
Magdala was a town near the Lake of Galilee where Jesus was from.
那摩大拉呢这个镇呢很靠近这个加利利湖，也是主基督耶稣来的地方。
The Bible tells us that Mary once was demon possessed, but Jesus healed her.
圣经告诉我们说玛利亚呢以前被鬼附，然后主基督耶稣医治了她。
She must have come from a wealthy family or she had her own business because she was one of three women who helped Jesus and the disciples financially.
她很可能是来自于一个很富有的家庭，或者她有自己的生意，因为她是三个妇女其中三个帮助主基督耶稣和他的门徒在经济上帮助他们的三个妇女之一。
The Bible tells us that Peter and John ran back to the tomb when Mary told them that Jesus was risen from the dead.
那圣经告诉我们，彼得和约翰呢，他们在玛利亚告诉他们之后呢，他们就跑向这个坟墓。
Mary went back, but maybe she didn't run as fast as Peter and John.
那玛利亚呢也回去了，但是她可能不像这个彼得和约翰跑得那么快。
Mary's heart was full of sadness and depression.
她的心里充满了悲伤和失望。
The one that she loved so much was gone.
她深深所爱的这个人已经消失了。
Mary Magdalene perhaps hoped to see Peter and John there. It seems that maybe by the time that Mary got back, Peter and John looked in the tomb and then left.
那玛利亚呢很可能希望说在坟墓那里碰见彼得和约翰，但是彼得和约翰看了坟墓之后呢已经离开了。
Mary went back into the tomb and she saw something. The Bible says that she saw two angels.
那玛利亚呢又进入了这个坟墓，在那里呢她看见了一些，就圣经记载说她又看到了两个天使。
But it doesn't seem like she recognized them as angels. I'm not exactly sure why.
但是好像呢玛利亚并没有认出来他们是天使。
It's possible that because she was overwhelmed with her sadness, perhaps she was crying so hard that she couldn't see very clearly.
那不知道她为什么没有认出来这是两个天使，也有可能是因为她极度的悲伤，当时她是泪眼迷蒙。
The two angels said, "Woman, why are you crying?"
那这个天使就对她说，你为什么哭呢？
And she said, "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have laid him."
那她就说，他们把主移走了，我不知道他在哪里。
After leaving the tomb, Mary went outside.
那当离开了坟墓之后呢，她就到了外面。
And with tear-blinded eyes, perhaps she saw the form of a man she did not recognize.
那在她泪眼迷蒙的时候呢，她就看见了一个人。这个人呢，她认不出来当时。
And she heard another voice saying, "Woman, why are you crying?"
她听见另一个声音对她说，妇人，你为什么哭呢？
She thought it might have been the man who was taking care of the garden close to the tomb.
她以为这个人是在照顾这个坟墓旁边这个花园的这个人。
And she said to this man, "If you have taken Jesus away, tell me where you put him. I'll go and get him."
她对这个人说，如果你知道他们把主放在哪里了，请告诉我，我可以去取他。
And what was on Mary's mind was her goal, putting perfume on a dead body.
那她脑子里满心所想的呢，都是她的目标要把这个香料放在主基督耶稣的身上。
Mary's sadness prevented her from seeing the world clearly.
那玛利亚的伤心呢，让她不能清晰地看见这个世界。
Sometimes, you know, we have rainy weather now, like in April. And sometimes, like yesterday, when it's raining, suddenly the sun comes out and the clouds go away.
那你知道我们现在有时候四月的时候呢，有时候有下雨的天气，就像昨天一直在下雨，但是突然呢这个云就散开了，太阳就出来了。
Mary heard a voice, and this voice was sort of like the sun coming out after the rain.
那玛利亚听见一个声音，这个声音就像昨天这个太阳一下子照耀出来一样。
And she heard the word Mary.
她听见有人说玛利亚。
A word spoken in a voice that she recognized. It was the voice of Jesus.
那说这个话的声音呢，她知道这个声音就是主基督耶稣的声音。
Master, Mary cried. She thought in her heart, it's Jesus. Jesus really is alive.
玛利亚叫道说拿波尼，当他在心里欢呼说主基督耶稣确实是复活了。
She rushed forward and threw her arms around Jesus, her friend.
她跑过去要去拥抱他。
And Jesus responded, he said, Please don't keep on holding on to me, because I have not yet ascended. Go, tell my disciples that I am alive, and that I will go back up to the Father.
主基督耶稣说不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父，你往我的弟兄那里去，告诉他们说我要升上去见我的父。
What can we learn from Mary's story?
那从玛利亚的故事当中我们能学到什么呢？
Many of Jesus' friends felt great sorrow when he died, but the Bible emphasizes how deep Mary's sorrow was.
那当主基督耶稣死的时候呢，他的很多朋友都感觉非常伤心，但是圣经里特别记载了玛利亚是非常的伤心。
And Mary's story is a very emotional story. Someone who is in the depths of despair to the heights of joy.
那玛利亚的故事呢，是一个非常富含感情的这么一个故事，她经历了从这个失望的低谷到这个欢愉的高峰。
Mary had the joy of being the very first person to meet Jesus after he rose from the dead.
那玛利亚经历了这样的喜悦，这个喜悦就是她成为第一个碰见主复活之后的第一个人。
And Mary had the joy of being the very first witness of the resurrection.
她也是第一个主基督耶稣复活的见证人。
Many of us people here can identify with Mary in her sorrow.
那我们在座的很多人呢，都可能体会到玛利亚她的伤心。
Have you been deeply hurt?
你有没有被深深的伤害过呢？
Do you miss someone very much?
你是不是非常的想念某一个人呢？
Have you lost something that's important to you and you don't know that you will ever get it back?
你是不是失掉了你生命中非常重要的人，而且你不知道你是不是将来会再碰见他？
Maybe you felt a great sadness like Mary.
也许你像玛利亚一样有这个非常沉重的伤心。
Perhaps you do not really even understand your sadness.
也许你根本都不知道自己的伤心是从哪里来的。
Are you lonely? Mary felt that way.
你孤单吗？玛利亚也感觉到那样。
Mary's story helps remind us that there is hope even in difficult or seemingly impossible situations.
玛利亚的故事告诉我们，即使在非常伤心，好像完全没有希望的这样的情况当中，我们仍然有希望。
The same Jesus who gave hope to Mary can also give hope to you or to me when we are in difficult and sad situations.
给了玛利亚希望的主基督耶稣也可以给我们，给予你我在困难当中以希望。
I know a man who was very sad and depressed because he lost his job.
我知道一个人，他因为失去他的工作非常的伤心和悲痛。
The consequences to him was very serious. He lost much money.
这个后果非常的严重，他损失了很多的金钱。
And for him, without a job, it seemed like every day dragged by as a hopeless time in his life.
那对他来说，每一天都是度日如年，没有希望。
But this man turned to God and asked him for help.
但是这个人呢，他转向了神，向神寻求帮助。
Though he thought at one time that there was no hope of getting another job, now today today he has a different problem.
虽然他以前认为他要找到工作是完全没有希望的。
He has been offered two new jobs and he doesn't know which one to choose from.
但是他现在呢有一个不同的难题摆在他的面前，就是他有两个工作，他不知道要选择哪一个。
God gave this hopeless man hope.
那神给这个毫无希望的人希望。
There is hope even after death.
那即使在死亡以后呢，也还有希望。
Jesus was not the only person raised from the dead, even in the Bible.
在圣经当中，主基督耶稣并不是唯一的一个从死里复活的人。
Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and oh, how happy his two sisters were.
大家也记得主基督耶稣把拉撒勒从死里复活，他的两个姐妹是非常的高兴。
And even if you have lost someone that you love through death, there is still hope.
即使你所心爱的人过世了，我们仍然有希望。
There's another person that Jesus affected greatly after his resurrection. This man we sang about today, his name was Peter.
那在主基督耶稣复活之后呢，他还深深地影响了另外一个人，这个人就是今天我们歌中我们圣诗当中所唱到的彼得。
Of all of the disciples, probably Peter was the most miserable one after Jesus died.
那在所有的门徒当中，在主基督耶稣死后呢，彼得可能是最可悲的一个。
You know, I have now had a privilege of being here for more than a year, and I know some of your personalities now.
那我很高兴呢，我在这个教堂已经待了有超过一年时间，我也知道有些弟兄姐妹的性格。
Some of us here in the church are rather quiet people, and we don't talk a lot.
那我们有些人呢，非常的安静，说话不多。
And others of us in church talk an awful lot, maybe a little bit too much.
那有些人呢，在教会里说话很多也许太多了。
And that was Peter.
那这个呢，就是彼得。
There's, if you talk too much, remember, friends, there's hope for you.
所以说，如果你说话太多的话呢，你仍然有希望。
Perhaps because of Peter's talkative personality, but also because of pride, Peter said this. This was found in the book of Matthew. He said to Jesus, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will."
因为彼得非常健谈的原因呢，他在一个时候呢，他说即使我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
I tell you the truth, Jesus answered, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times.
不好意思，刚才是应该是马太福音26章33节，彼得先是说，众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。然后耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今夜鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我。
But Peter declared, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. And all of the other disciples said the same.
彼得说，我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
Peter said that he was more loyal than any other disciple.
那彼得的意思呢，就是说他对主基督耶稣呢，比别的门徒更加的忠心。
But that night after Jesus was arrested, Peter said three times, I don't know Jesus.
那就在那个晚上，在主基督耶稣被逮捕以后呢，彼得三次否认他认识主基督耶稣。
After he denied Jesus the third time, the Bible says that Jesus looked at him, and Peter realized, oh, what have I done? I did just the thing that I said I would never do. I denied Jesus.
那就在他三次否认主基督耶稣之后呢，圣经上记载说，主基督耶稣看了他一眼，彼得认识到他做了什么多么荒唐的一件事情，他刚刚做了他以前极力否认的事情。
After the three denials, Peter understood how sinful a man he was.
那在他三次否认之后呢，彼得认识到他的罪是多么的深重。
One of the things that pride does is blinds a man to himself.
那骄傲所做的事情呢，就是让一个人不能认识他自己。
Peter realized that he had fallen into the pit of pride.
那彼得认识到呢，他已经落在这个骄傲的陷阱里。
When Mary told the disciples that the stone was rolled away and the body of Jesus was gone, Peter and John immediately ran to the tomb.
当玛利亚告诉彼得和约翰说这个石头已经被移开，主基督的耶稣的身体已经不见了，彼得和约翰呢立即就跑向坟墓。
And if we understand correctly Peter's personality, we can, Peter's and John's story helps us, tells us something about them.
那如果我们是正确的理解了彼得这个个性的话，那这个彼得和约翰的这个故事呢，告诉了我们一些事情。
Peter and John ran to the tomb, but John got there first, maybe because he was younger.
那他们俩呢，都同时跑向这个坟墓，但是约翰呢，先到达那个坟墓，也许约翰要年轻一些。
Now John stopped outside the tomb. Peter got there, but he ran right inside.
那约翰到坟墓的时候呢，他就停在了坟墓外面。但是彼得呢，虽然他跑得很累，但是他一路跑了进去。
Probably John thought, well, if Peter went in there, maybe I should go in too.
也许约翰说，那彼得都已经进去了，我是不是也应该进去啊？
And John, who wrote the stories that we find in the book of John, went inside, and he saw something that made him believe.
那约翰就是那个写了约翰福音的约翰呢，他看见在他进入坟墓看见了一些事情，让他相信。
He did not see a dead body. What he saw was a sheet that had wrapped Jesus.
他没有看见这个主基督耶稣的身体，而是看见了裹在主基督耶稣身体外面的细麻布。
And a headcloth lying over on the side.
还有他的头巾放在另外一处。
And John made a good conclusion. If somebody was trying to steal Jesus' dead body, why would he take these clothes off him?
那约翰呢就做了这样的结论，他说如果有人偷主基督耶稣的身体的话，为什么他会要把这些细麻布拿掉呢？
And maybe there was something very special about one of the cloths that made John believe.
那也许呢，可能这个细麻布有一个特别之处，让这个约翰能够相信。
The Bible says when John looked at that, John believed that Jesus rose from the dead.
圣经记载说，当约翰看到这些的时候，约翰就相信主基督耶稣复活了。
But says that Peter wondered what happened.
但是呢，彼得呢仍然在问，到底发生了什么事情？
Now, the Bible says that Jesus appeared to the disciples at least two more times in Jerusalem.
那圣经记载在耶路撒冷呢，主基督耶稣又向门徒们显现至少了有两次。
But he made a special meeting with the disciples, maybe two or three days walk away. It's a place where they were from, the Lake of Galilee.
那圣经中同时也记载了，在这个大概离耶路撒冷有两到三天走路的距离，这个加利利湖旁边呢，主基督耶稣特别的显现给他的门徒。
The story of Jesus meeting the disciples in the Sea of Galilee probably was something that brought back memories to them.
那主基督耶稣在加利利湖边向他的门徒显现的这个故事呢，也许显现的这个情景呢，也许带给他们很多的回忆。
When Jesus first called the disciples as his disciples, he met them by that lake of Galilee when they were fishing.
当主基督耶稣第一次呼召他们成为门徒的时候呢，他也是在加利利湖旁边呼召他们。
These disciples went to Galilee because Jesus told them to go there, but at the time when they arrived in Galilee, Jesus was not there.
那这些门徒呢，到加利利湖旁边呢，因为主基督耶稣让他们去那里。当他们到达的时候呢，主基督却不在那里。
And Peter went back to doing something that he knew how to do very well, and that was go fishing.
那彼得呢，就重操旧业，他就去开始这个捕鱼。
Now we have some members of our congregation that are very good at fishing.
那我们弟兄姐妹中间呢，有人也非常钓鱼非常厉害。
And probably some of our members, if they went to a lake like Galilee and they were waiting around, says, "While we're waiting, we might as well go fishing."
那如果我们都去加利利湖旁边，在那里等着的时候呢，也许我们当中有人会说啊，我们反正在等，那我们不如先钓钓鱼吧。
as they went out in the lake, they fished. And just like a time before, long ago when they met Jesus, they didn't catch anything.
所以就像以前他们到这个湖边的时候，他们就去钓鱼。但是就像啊上一次主基督耶稣呼召他们的时候一样，他们也钓了很长时间，没有钓到任何鱼。
They heard a voice of a man calling to them from the beach.
那他们听见有个人站在岸边呢，向他们喊叫。
Now, if you have ever gone fishing, there is something that you do not want to hear people ask you.
那如果你曾经去钓过鱼的话，你很不愿意听见有人对你说这样一件事情。
And they heard a voice asking a question that they did not want to hear. Did you catch any fish?
那他们就听见有人问他们一个他们最不愿意听见的问题，就是你们钓到鱼了吗？
And every good fisherman doesn't like to answer.
每个好的钓鱼的人都不喜欢这样的。
But some of them said, "No, we didn't catch any fish."
那有人说没有，我们一条鱼都没有钓到。
And then they heard a voice that said, "Cast your net on the other side of the boat."
那他们听见这个声音说呢，把你的网撒在船的另外一边。
Now, if you're a fisherman, you would probably say, what does this guy know about fishing? The same fish that are on this side of the boat are on that side of the boat too.
那如果你是个钓鱼的人呢，你就知道，你可能会说，这个人他根本不知道钓鱼怎么回事，这个鱼在船的两边都是游来游去的。
But for some reason, maybe things were going in their minds, they decided, okay, we'll put the net on the other side of the boat.
但是不知道什么原因呢，他们就决定他们要把网撒在船的另外一边。
And the Bible says immediately the net was filled with fish.
那圣经上说呢，这个网立马就装满了鱼。
Peter oftentimes talked too much, he said too much, he didn't always think very well before he spoke, but Peter wasn't stupid.
那彼得呢，他非常健谈，他经常说很多的事情，他说的时候呢，也没有经过他自己的深思熟虑，但是呢，他自己并不是一个愚蠢的人。
And he remembered an earlier time when he threw the net in the water and he had fished all night and it was full of fish.
他记得以前呢，他也是钓了一晚上的鱼都没有钓到。
The person who told him was Jesus.
然后他听见另外一个人告诉他往另一边撒网，他钓到了很多鱼。那这个人告诉他这个事情的这个人就是主基督耶稣。
And immediately Peter said to the rest of the disciples, "It is the Lord."
然后呢，彼得就马上告诉其他人说是主。
The Bible says he jumped in the water and swam to the beach. He was the first one to get to Jesus.
圣经记载说他跳下了船，游到了岸边，他是第一个见着主基督耶稣的人。
Behind him came the disciples.In the boat with all of the nets, all of the fish in the net.
那在他后面跟着呢，就是其他的门徒和一个装满了鱼的船。
Now, the Bible says, when they had finished eating, Jesus was there and Jesus had made a fire and was cooking food for them.
那圣经记载说，主基督耶稣在那里生了火，然后他们在做饭。
Now, you know, when you read fairy tales and when you read novels and other things like this, they are very dramatic.
那当你读到这个传说或者这个神话传说记载这样的事情的时候呢，通常都非常的这个传奇。
But this seems so ordinary. The Son of God has risen from the dead and he's cooking fish.
但是在圣经的记载呢，听上去非常的普通。那神子已经从死里复活，他在做什么呢？他在生火造饭。
Now why would the Bible tell us that this risen Son of God is cooking fish.
那为什么神经要告诉我们这样的故事呢？
Well, the reason why is because it really happened.
这个原因就是这件事情真实的发生了。
The Bible is a true story, and the way it is written demonstrates that these were real events that really happened.
那圣经呢是记述了真实的故事，圣经的记载呢就是啊所记载的就是当时真实所发生的。
Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, ate breakfast with his disciples there on the beach.
那复活的主基督耶稣呢和他的门徒在那个岸边呢吃这个烤鱼。
The Bible says, when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?
那圣经记载说，当他们吃完之后呢，主基督耶稣就问彼得说，彼得，你爱我吗？你爱我超过这些吗？
Yes, Lord, said Peter. You know I love you.
Peter 说，是的，你知道的。
So Jesus said, feed my lambs.
主基督耶稣说，喂养我的小羊。
Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?
他又问他说，西门，约翰的儿子，你爱我吗？你真的爱我吗？
Peter said, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
彼得说，是的，主，你知道我爱你。
And Jesus said, Take care of my sheep.
主基督耶稣说，照顾我的羊。
And the third time, oh, I don't think Peter liked to hear this. Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
那第三次呢，主基督耶稣又说，西门，约翰的儿子，你爱我吗？
And Peter said, Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, Do you love me? And he said, Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you.
那彼得呢，因为主基督耶稣三次问他，就觉得很难过，他对主说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
And Jesus said, Feed my sheep.
主基督耶稣说，喂养我的羊。
Now in verse 15 in the beginning, Jesus says, Peter, do you love me more than these?
那在这个15节里面，主基督耶稣问彼得说，你爱我超过这些吗？
The word could be interpreted, maybe, do you love me more than this fishing boat and these nets and the type of work that you did before you met me?
那这些呢，也许主基督耶稣可以是指的是他钓的鱼这个船，或者说他这个捕鱼者的这个职业。
And that's possible that that's what Jesus meant, but I think he meant something else.
那这可能是主基督耶稣所想说的，但是我觉得这里还有更多的意义。
When Jesus said, do you love me more than these, he could have point said, Peter, do you love me more than these other disciples love me?
那主基督耶稣在说彼得你爱我超过这些吗？他也许是在问彼得说，你爱我超过其他的门徒吗？
Remember, Peter said, Lord, even if everybody denies you, I never will.
那大家还记得彼得在前面说，即使每个人都否认你，我也不会。
Peter realized that he could not claim to love Jesus more than the others did when he already denied him three times.
那在当他三次否认主基督耶稣之后呢，彼得认识到他不能宣称自己爱主胜过别的人。
And I think, and other Bible scholars think, that what Jesus was doing was for every time that Peter denied him, Jesus was giving him an opportunity to tell him that he actually loved him.
那其实呢，有些圣经的书籍是这样解释说，主问了三次彼得是因为就是主在彼得在三次否认主的时候呢，主基督耶稣要给他三次机会说他爱他。
Jesus loved Peter and he wanted to show Peter that he forgave him and he was restoring their relationship.
那主基督耶稣呢爱彼得，他要告诉彼得他已经原谅了他，他要重新建立他们这个相爱的关系。
Now you know when a young man tells a young woman, I love you.
那当一个男士告诉一个女士说我爱你，
Talk is cheap.
那这个说话都是很容易的。
It's easy to say, I love you, but what about working hard to take care of your family? That's something else.
那说我爱你是很容易的，但是呢，辛苦的工作来照顾家庭是不容易的。
So Jesus gave Peter an opportunity to show that he really loved Jesus by obeying a commandment.
那主基督耶稣呢，其实是给了彼得这样一个机会来显示他真的爱他。
He said, "Feed my sheep."
那这个机会呢，就是主基督耶稣给了他的命令，说喂养我的羊。
The word "feed" means to be a shepherd, to be a pastor, to take care of sheep, to give sheep everything that they need.
那这个喂养呢，这个意思就是牧养，就是照顾、关爱这些主基督耶稣所托付给他的人。
And the first command that Jesus gave to Peter was to feed my lambs.
那主基督耶稣给他的第一个命令呢？是喂养我的小羊。
He was telling Peter to take care of the youngest and the weakest ones, the baby sheep.
那主耶稣是告诉他要照顾那些弱小的。
Now you know, while I was sitting here in this chair, I heard a frisbee hit the window right there where I was sitting.
那刚才当我坐在那个第一排的时候呢，我听见了一个飞盘撞在这个窗户上。
One of our members was out playing with our little lambs.
那有一个我们弟兄姐妹呢，在和小朋友们在玩。
He was taking care of some of the youngest ones, or he or she, the youngest ones that we have here in our church.
那他在照看这些我们教堂里的小孩。
It's likely that when Jesus said, "Feed my lambs," he was telling people, "Take care of children."
那非常可能呢，当主基督耶稣说喂养我的小羊呢，他是要我们照顾那些小朋友。
The Bible tells us that Peter was married. He likely had children of his own.
那圣经告诉我们说，彼得已经结了婚，他很可能有自己的孩子。
But I wonder how well Peter had done in taking care of his children in the past few years.
那在过去的几年里呢，我不知道彼得是怎么照顾他的家庭的。
I and other members here at TCCAC have the privilege of taking care of some children.
那我自己和教堂的有一些弟兄姐妹呢，都有这个特权，有这个荣耀来照顾我们教堂自己的小朋友。
I have privilege of taking care of some of the middle schoolers, the high schoolers, and others. Others have the privilege of taking care of the very little ones.
那我有机会呢，照看我们教会的中学生、高中生。那其他人呢，他们照看更小一些的孩子。
Now in our society, people who lead children are often not given a very high status.
那在我们的这个社会当中呢，照看小孩的这些人呢，通常没有给予一个很高的社会地位。
We have many degrees, PhD, MD, many other type BS, all sorts of different types of degrees, but very few of our degrees relate to taking care of children.
那我们有很多不同的学位，有博士、学士各种各样的学位，但是只有很少的学位呢是跟这个照顾儿童有关。
And but children are very important to Jesus.
但是呢，这些小孩对主基督耶稣是非常重要。
Children are our future leaders.
他是我们未来的领袖。
And Jesus showed that he valued children by taking care of them.
那主基督耶稣呢，显示他很看重小孩，就是照顾他们。
Now, have you been involved in taking care of children?
我是不是自己也在照看小孩呢？
No, many of us love to take care of children. Some do, some don't. Some of us are patient. Some of us are not so patient with children.
那我们并不是有很多的人呢都喜欢照顾小孩，有些人喜欢，有些人不喜欢，有的人对小孩有耐心，有的人呢就没有那么多耐心。
But none of us should ever be too proud to do any work that Jesus would give us, including taking care of children.
但是呢，我们任何人都不应该为我们做主基督耶稣所给我们的事工而骄傲。
And I want to ask you, have you been proud like Peter?
我想问大家，那我们有没有像这个彼得一样骄傲呢？
Do you have a difficult time saying I'm sorry because of pride?
你是不是很有困难对别人说对不起？
One way to show our love for Jesus is by being humble and doing humble service for him.
那通过谦卑，我们可以表达我们对主基督耶稣的爱。
Perhaps it's by teaching Sunday school, perhaps by taking care of some physical things, perhaps it's by serving food. All of these things show that we truly love Jesus.
那通过参加这些谦卑的参加这些事工，比如说教主日学，或者是准备这个教会聚餐的食物，我们可以表达出我们对主基督耶稣的爱。
So I would like to challenge you, just like Jesus challenged Peter. Do you love Jesus? Feed his sheep.
所以我想挑战大家，就像主基督耶稣挑战彼得一样，你爱主基督耶稣吗？如果你爱的话，就喂养他的羊。
Are you sad and depressed like Mary?
你是不是像玛利亚一样悲伤失望呢？
Do you have problems with pride or talking too much like Peter?
你是不是像彼得一样有骄傲的问题，而且过多的谈话呢？
That's okay. There's hope for you and for me.
但是我们仍然有希望，对你和我。
Jesus rescues the sad, the proud, those who have sinned. Jesus can rescue you out of whatever pit you have fallen into.
主基督耶稣拯救了那些伤心的或陷在罪中的骄傲的人，他也能拯救你我从各种各样的陷阱当中。
If you're having difficulty solving a problem of depression, or maybe you're having difficulty in your relationships with somebody else, perhaps you need to talk to someone.
那如果你在这个情绪就是有这个忧郁症的问题，有这个伤心失望的问题，也许你跟别人的关系有问题，也许你需要跟别人坦开交谈一下。
Maybe some of your church leaders here, talking to myself also. God wants to deliver you out of your problems, and God also uses some of His people to help and give good counsel.
也许是和教会的领导，也许是和他和 Jim 自己来通过来这个交谈，主基督把这些人放在我们教会里，让我们能够来解决这些问题。
Because Jesus has risen from the dead, there is hope for everyone.
那因为主基督耶稣从死里复活，我们每个人都有希望。
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing Jesus alive from the dead.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，感谢你将主基督耶稣从死里复活。
Thank you for showing us that there is hope even in the most difficult situation.
感谢你，你向我们表明，即使在最困难的环境下，我们仍然有希望。
We call on you to help those who are depressed or those who feel discouraged.
我们向你呼求，拯救那些在忧郁当中的人，拯救那些有困难的。
We believe you can rescue us because you are our rescuer, our savior.
我们相信你能拯救我们，因为你是我们的拯救者，你是我们的救主。
In the name of Jesus who rose from the dead, amen.
以主基督耶稣的名，阿门。